The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What is happening, Chicago Bears fans? This is T-Formation Conversation. I'm your host, Lester Wildfong. And this Sunday, that is the Chicago Bears taking on the Cincinnati Bengals at noon from Soldier Field, and head coach Matt Nagy was already at his press conference on Friday talking about how fired up he is to get the fans back in Soldier Field. Yeah, they had some fans in one of the preseason games, but it's just a little different energy when it's a real deal. And right now the Bears fans need to come out there and make some noise because the Bears, as we all know, lost a tough one on the road in L.A., a big-time loss by those guys, blowout loss to those guys. But they're looking to get back at it with a win against the Bengals. This is a game they could win. You know, they're technically favored. Last I saw, they're favored by 2.5. So it's a game they could win, but it's going to be tough. The Bengals are not the same Bengals that we've seen, you know, throughout the years. They have a young and exciting team there. So it's going to be a tough, tough matchup for the Bears. So what I want to do today, like always, I want to get into the injury report for the Bears and the Bengals, because Friday is when they announced the final report for the week. This is what's going to happen for the game here. But before I do that, I want to make sure you guys all are going to scroll back through the podcast channel. If you have not caught our preview yet, Bears Bengals preview, make sure you guys check that out. It is the Bears Over Beers episode. It just went live on Friday morning and is, of course, with Jeff Berkus and EJ Snyder. And they brought in a special guest, which is Bengals beat reporter from The Athletic, Jay Morrison. And they did a lot of really cool stuff about the game. Talk about how the quarterback Joe Burrow got himself back ready. He tore up his knee last year, so we did a lot of talk about how he kind of came back from that. Talks a lot about the young, exciting offense they have, all the receivers. They talked about some problems they have on defense, a few holes they do have in the O-line. So that's an awesome preview. Make sure you check that out, Bears Over Beers on the podcast channel. It just dropped on Friday morning. And also one more show you got to check out is our Bears banter, Bill Zimmerman. And this week he brought out Pro Football Focus's Brad Spielberger. You guys may also know him from his time at Over the Cap. He is a noted NFL salary capologist. So Bill and Brad had a chance to go over, you know, some salary cap stuff with the Bears. They talk a little bit about the Rams game, a little bit about the Bengals game. So make sure you check that out. Bears banter, that dropped just a couple days ago. So let's get into the injury report for the Chicago Bears now. And of course, the tough news today coming out is Larry Borum. He is ruled as out for the game against the Bengals. He got rolled up on in the Rams game. They're calling it a high ankle sprain. That's the report out there. And it's also a report out there saying that the Bears may consider putting him on injured reserve. And of course, the NFL's IR rule, which changed last year, you're now allowed to come off IR after 3 weeks. There is no more short-term designated to return stuff. It's just if you're on IR, the option now for all players to come off it after 3 weeks. But high ankle sprains is tough. I mean, it depends again on the severity of it. It's possible that it could be longer than 3 weeks, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, possibly even longer. It depends on the severity of the ankle sprain. So as of this recording, which is late Friday night, he has just ruled us out. He's not on IR yet. So that may happen in the next few days here. So Borum was really just playing against the Rams because Jason Peters, you know, starting left tackle, 39-year-old veteran, he hurt his quad and he had to come out of the game. But the good news for the Bears now is that he is now questionable. He did practice all week. It was limited capacity, obviously. But, you know, he is 39 years old. He understands his body. He's a veteran. He'll be ready. If he says he's ready to play, he'll play. And Coach Nagy at the presser, yes, he did give the famous, you know, the arrows pointing up for Peters. But in this instance, I think it's true. Like I said, he practiced all week. So I see no reason why Jason Peters will not be able to get out there and play for the Bears on Sunday. There were five other questionable Bears along with Peters, and they all practiced in full on Friday. So there's no reason why I can't see any of these guys not playing. It's possible they may make them inactive, but as far as the injury-wise go, these guys all should be ready to roll. Joel Iwebunye, questionable. Robert Quinn, back, questionable. I know a lot of fans are upset seeing Quinn on in the report all the time. You know, but he's a veteran. If he's not practicing in full all week, he's probably always going to have that questionable designation. Like I said, he practiced in full on Friday. I see no reason why he's not going to go. He played last week. He had two of the Bears' four quarterback hits. He had half a sack. So he wasn't explosive, but he was effective in his snaps that he had last week against the Rams. Also questionable for the Bears, Marquise Goodwin with a quad, Darnell Mooney with a back, and Nasamba Webster with a hamstring. But again, they all practiced in full. I see no reason why any of them are going to be held out. As far as the guy who probably will be held out, though, of course, that's Eddie Goldman, nose tackle. He has that knee injury still that he had suffered the week of the Rams game. He missed that week. He practiced on Wednesday, the first practice of the week. And that's when Coach Nagy said, hey, the arrow's pointing up. He's hopeful he'll play. And then, of course, Thursday, he does not practice. Friday, he did not practice. So he's trending downwards. Like I said, right now he's listed as doubtful. But just like last week, my guess is he's not going to play. I'm going to assume that at some point, maybe on Saturday, that he'll be downgraded to out. If that's the case, of course, we'll make an update on the site, winningcitygridiron.com. Regardless, I wouldn't expect Goldman to play. And with the Goldman out, again, that's going to mean rookie Kyrus Tonga should get some reps at nose tackle. But against the Rams, it was a little bit of Tonga. The Rams didn't run much, so we didn't see too much of him. But against the Rams, it was Tonga. It was Angelo Blackson played a little bit of the nose. And Akeem Hicks got some run at the nose tackle as well. So I think that in Goldman's absence, they may have a rotating cast there at the nose tackle spot. And again, it kind of depends how the offense is, where they like their matchups. But regardless, no Goldman this week. He's doubtful, but I can't see him playing. There's just no point in this. Before I jump into the Bengals, I want to tell you guys really quick about a fun game called Thrive Fantasy, which combines the fun of daily fantasy sports and the rush of making prop bets. And they have a special deal right now for NFL's Week 2 action. Just use my promo code TFC when you sign up at ThriveFantasy.com or on the App Store. All new users that deposit at least $10 will get a free ticket to Sunday's $50,000 NFL contest. And here's the cool thing is you still are going to get that 100% deposit match up to $100. You put in $100, they'll match it. So now it's $200. So just remember, sign up with Thrive Fantasy and use my promo code TFC. Good luck and prop up today. All right, so let's get back to the injury report here. So we have the Bengals here. They're going to miss in one of their safeties. He is not a starter per se. He's a guy that has played a lot of reps in the NFL. He's had a lot of starts under his belt. This is his first year in Cincinnati. And they actually put Ricardo Allen on injured reserve this week. And in the week one game, he played about 25 snaps. So he's a guy that they rotate in under sub packages. So with Ricardo Allen out, they're now shorthanded in the secondary. And it gets even a little worse for them in the secondary because their starting cornerback, Trey Waynes, is already listed as out with a hamstring injury. So they're going to be missing Waynes, starting corner, and Allen, who kind of plays in a sub-package, is in their secondary. So that could be good news for the Bears as they try to get Andy Dalton opened up a little more downfield. Two more guys that are injured for the Bengals. That is Marcus Bailey, linebacker with a knee, and Darius Phillips, cornerback with a thigh. Neither one of these guys are starters. They're special teamers, obviously, but at this point, whether they play or not, shouldn't really affect the outcome of the game too much. But the big things for the Bengals is Trey Waynes out, Ricardo Allen went to IR. So good news for Andy Dalton and the quick strike Chicago Bears offense. And that is it, guys. Thanks for joining the show today. Another short and sweet one with the injury report. Make sure you guys do tune in, though. As soon as the game ends, it's a noon kickoff, so probably about 3:30 Central-ish for Robert Schmitz's Bear With Me. I'm not sure who his guest is this week, but he's going to have a great guest on there talking about the game, getting their immediate hot take reaction to what we just saw. Hopefully you're talking about a Chicago Bears win this time, because last week's show gets a little depressing on those post games when it's talking about a loss. And then on Tuesday morning, keep your eyes peeled for my other show, which is Bear and Balance. It was co-hosted by Jeff Berkus and myself. That's a recap show. We take a little bit of time from the game. We listen to the press conferences, hear what the coach said to say, maybe watch the game again, and kind of have a, we have a nice little format here. We kind of run through some quick hitting stuff, some quick hitting topics. It's a fun recap show. We had our debut last week. I had a lot of fun. Jeff's an awesome guy to be on there with. So that's a great show. Bear and Balanced, Tuesday morning. And then we have one more recap show, and that's going to be our Wednesday morning Rule of Three podcast. That's more of an X's and O's look. It's Robert Schmitz. It's Danny Meehan. It's Brandon Robinson. And they have they take a little more time because they actually diagnose some of the plays. And I know with the NFL Game Pass, man, the All 22, it just sucks. It's not coming out to us on time. But here's the thing. Robert's got an overseas hookup, so he gets it All 22 one way or the other. So somehow, some way, they'll have him All 22 film. They'll break it down. They'll talk about the game in detail, some schemes, some X's and O's stuff, and they'll break things down. And that is our Rule of Three game recap that's on Wednesday mornings. But that's it. This is T-Formation Conversation. Follow me on Twitter at WildFungJR. And until next time, bear down, my friends.